Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Doing really well.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Doing really well. Just about ready to start back to work and all that.
Oh, that's amazing. So your doctor's about to release you.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good for you. I'm really glad for that.
Yeah, so I tried calling you back a couple of times now. I got my tax return.
Okay.
I wanted to get started with you.
Get going? Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and start. Your first name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Last name, is it Tambellini?
Correct.
Okay. Just a stab in the dark there, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that the text went through, apparently.
Yeah, the text goes through, and the call should have gone through. Were you calling back on the number that I called you on?
Both numbers. I looked up the number, too, and it says, we do not recognize you. Goodbye.
Oh, you should have just pressed one. I apologize for that, but thank you for letting me know that it clicked on you, because I will go ahead and have them notify tech that there's an issue with it. No worries.
Yeah.
Your email address, Jerry?
It's my first and last name at Gmail.
That's right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Gmail.com. Got it. All right. And then I have, let me just verify this other information that I have here for you. Phone number 541-326-2095.
Correct.
Business address is your home office at 220 Westbrook Drive, Rogue River, Oregon, 97537.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then do you have a Facebook business page yet?
I do somewhat.
Okay.
I haven't done much with it.
That's okay.
That's
okay. We'll fancy it.
It's a good start.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll spice it up for you. So,
awesome.
With that being said, is it under a Tambellini Co. LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. I found it.
And I don't know if I've made it public yet or not.
That's okay.
I haven't really researched what I've done with it. So.
Don't worry one bit. We're going to take good care of you. Yeah.
We're gonna
get it. Don't worry. We're going to run those Facebook ads and we're going to spruce her up. Okay?
Sounds good.
You have license and insurance?
Yes, and bonding.
Beautiful. License, insured, and bonded. Service radius is about 25 miles?
Yes.
25 miles. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls, hon?
8 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay. Through Friday. Anything on Saturday or Sunday?
Preferably not.
Okay. Do you want to do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only?
Yes.
Okay, that
there
way.
There you go. Perfect.
If you choose, you can take calls if you choose, but you don't have to,
right.
You know, schedule any type of work or anything if you're not feeling it.
Right.
Okay. And now you have to promise me that you're not going to go too hard out the gate, that you're going to take it easy.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing little stuff now.
Okay. You better be. All right.
Yeah.
Now,
that's what the wife told me to.
You better. Yeah, I'm with her.
Yeah.
Don't get me in trouble with her by taking on too much.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that I have your last name spelled correctly, it's T-A-M-B-E-L-L-I-N-I.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And tell me about the services. What all do you want to be coming up for?
Handyman services,
mm-hmm.
Paint and remodels,
mm-hmm.
repairs,
mm-hmm.
Decks,
okay.
cleaning. That pretty much covers about everything.
With the decks, is it new builds as well as refinishing and rebuilding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Remodels. Is it full home remodel, kitchen and bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Painting is indoor and outdoor?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Home repairs, home improvement, handyman, deck rebuild, refinishing. Okay. You're gonna.
Yeah, no job too big, no job too small.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, because you get in there and you make a good impression, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, yeah. And then they.
Yeah, you look at my ratings on Angie Service and I'm one of their top sellers, so.
Yeah. Okay, we've got all of that. Okay, perfect. So I need to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding. And the calendar looks a little full for today. We only have a couple hours left. But what
That's
is your
okay.
schedule?
I'm not home yet. So.
Perfect. You're scheduled for Monday. What time do you want the onboarding call? Appointments start as early as between 7 and 8 a.m. The last one is between 3 and 4.
How about 8:10?
Okay, I could do between 8 and 9.
That works.
Okay.
Make it work.
Cool. So what happens is we're going to call from our 877 phone number. I will be
okay.
the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm available. If I'm on the phone like I am with you right now, then that's the only reason that I wouldn't be able to. But the call is going to come from that 877 number. And then when you...
Okay.
Lock that 877 number in. Right now, you're going to be listed as a current client. So whenever you call back in, it's going to automatically process that. I'm super sorry about that, but I did let them know that something's going on. So we can take
yeah.
care of that for you.
Well, like I said, it was both phone numbers. The one you've been calling from, because
mm-hmm.
I have you listed as Amy Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went ahead and looked up the other phone number, the 877.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to push 2, so I push 2, and it goes, sorry, we don't recognize your number.
Yeah, it shouldn't do that. It should allow you to go in and leave message. I always tell my clients just to press 1 no matter what, but, yeah, let me have them look at that because that is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something to definitely repair.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just go ahead and report that right now. Let me go, which chat is it? Let's go here. Okay. Oh, maybe I'm going to go here. Okay, let's go like this. Bold that one. Go here. I always mess this up. Okay. Call the 877 number to connect with me and pressed 2 and was hung up on by the system.
Yep. Exactly. What do you do?
Yeah. The recording
is
misleading because it says press 1 for current client, press 2.
It doesn't say that, though.
It doesn't? To press 1 for current clients or press 2 if you're not?
Right.
What does it say?
It says press 2. Just says press 2
mm-hmm.
now and if you're not a client, and then mm-hmm. it just hangs up because it doesn't recognize your number.
Then it told him... Recognize your number and the phone disconnected. Okay. All right. Can we please look into this? Okay. And then let's see. We're going to go ahead and do at all. Perfect. Okay. I've got that in there now. Okay.
Excellent.
So the next thing that we're going to do, Jerry, is we're going to read a voice verification. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is it just your first and last name on the card, or is there a middle initial?
You know, I don't think I put my middle initial on there. That just goes on my credit cards.
Okay. All right. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It would be my Visa, my debit
okay.
card.
All right, and I'm ready whenever you are.
Just a second. I got to put
yeah,
glasses on and walk to my truck to get the card.
Be able to.
I don't keep it on me when I'm walking around.
Yeah, well, pretty smart.
I've lost more than one. All right. Ready?
Yes, sir.
So it is Jerry E. Tambellini on the card.
E. Okay, let me go ahead and pop that in. E. There we go. Upload. All right, I'm ready.
4003.
Mm-hmm.
8103.
Mm-hmm.
7925.
Mm-hmm.
6051.
Expiration month and year?
10 of 25.
3-digit code on the back?
514.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Which is?
Oakland.
Oakland, okay. Now, we set this to protect your proprietary information. Please know that Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money that's been agreed upon, which is the $249 I'm going to process for here in just a second. And so if somebody calls you and they're requesting you to pay more money or they're asking for something, then make sure that you ask for your security questions so we can put them on the DNC list, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google?
A. Tambellini Co., LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jerry Tambellini, Chief Operating Officer.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date in the flat monthly investment rate of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 12th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last order of business is you'll see a text message that came through. It's going to say, Jerry E., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Awesome.
Awesome. Once you open that up, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. And it's going to be an overview of everything that I verbally promised to provide for you there, Jerry. And then we just ask that you click the 2 boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and also that you accept SMS text messaging. And then the last one, of course, is going to be typing in your first and last name and middle initial with no periods or dots.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. There we go.
Awesome. And then it should have asked for a username and password. And
yes.
The username is always going to be the phone number for the business. And then it looks like, and your password's auto-generated, so it looks like the password for you is going to be NetLeads, all lowercase, NETLEADS. And we did send that over to you via text message as well.
Awesome.
All right. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you on Monday and get everything squared away for your client onboarding, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, hon. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.